You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Irish Embassy to the Holy See and the Teutonic or German College in the Vatican come together this weekend to honour the memory of an Irish priest who saved thousands of Jewish lives during the Second World War. Until quite recently, the name of Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty was not well known in his native Ireland, though a film was made in the 1980s about his adventurous life entitled The Scarlet and the Black. On Sunday, however, members of the Hugh O'Flaherty Memorial Society will be joining Irish Ambassador Emma Madigan in the Church of the German College for the unveiling of a plaque recalling his diplomatic skills and his vital contribution to the resistance movement. The Vatican ceremony will follow on from a seminar on Saturday with two contemporary Irish missionaries celebrating O'Flaherty's lasting legacy of charity, courage and compassion. Ambassador Madigan talked to me about the significance of celebrating Monsignor O'Flaherty's memory in this Jubilee Year of Mercy.
Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty was an Irish citizen working at the Holy See prior to and during the Second World War. He actually worked at the Holy Office. And before I came out, I honestly didn't know too much about him. There was a film starring Gregory Peck some years ago, you know, which embodied his life and that kind of thing. But in Ireland, his story isn't that well known. And just shortly after I came out, I was only here about 6 weeks or so, I met with a group that had come from Ireland to essentially see the sites associated with Monsignor O'Flaherty's life. And that kind of gave me an interest, and I was given a book on his life, and I read it, and it, you know, it read like something out of, I don't know what, you know, espionage and drama. And
his nickname is the Scarlet Pimpernel of the Vatican, isn't it?
Exactly. And it was something I really thought, there's something really interesting here, you know. The group, which is a memorial society to Monsignor O'Flaherty, had really brought his image much more to the fore at home over the last few years. And there's a statue now down in Killarney where he spent most of his time. They do an annual humanitarian award and that kind of thing. And between that society, the Monsignor O'Flaherty Memorial Society, the Italy Star Association and the Teutonic College, supported by the Irish government, we have arranged to put up a plaque, a commemorative plaque, in the cemetery of the Teutonic College, because he operated out of the Teutonic College, ironically, given the context at the time, he actually operated out of there. And so it was something that the current rector was very interested in commemorating and marking, and the Irish government was very happy to support it. So there'd be an unveiling on the 8th of May, an actual unveiling ceremony at the Teutonic College. And the night before, what I'm planning to do, because the legacy that he left, really, in particularly in this year of mercy, is so important. I mean, really, charity, compassion, a generosity of spirit, just humanitarian principles that we would all like to, I think, evoke and follow. I've decided the evening before to hold a lecture to give it also a contemporary relevance, give his legacy a contemporary relevance, by inviting some Irish missionaries to talk about their experiences helping vulnerable people in times of conflict. And to celebrate the Irish missionary tradition, difficult decisions they've had to take, how they operate in a context and a time of conflict when they're trying to help the vulnerable, the poorest in society. What kind of moral decisions do they have to make? And so I'm really delighted that we can mark Monsignor O'Flaherty's legacy, but also really mark the Irish missionary tradition, which is something we're rightly proud of, I think, in Ireland.
My thanks there to Ireland's Ambassador to the Holy See, Emma Madigan.